Atmospheric. Grand. Abrasive. Introspective. Observational. These aren't my words. That's how the Novocastrian five-piece post-punk outfit Dust labels their music. Their debut EP, Etc. Etc. has been on rotation at 2SCR since, I believe, it was released on 29th March this year. As far as I know, it's the first time that I've heard prednisone and mycophenolate used in lyrics. Now, Kai, the drummer of the band, joins me live on the air right now. He's here to tell me face-to-face-to-face to when we meet ahead of their gig at the Oxford Art Factory tomorrow. Kai, welcome to Thursday Drive, man. It's great to have you on the show.
What's up? Thanks for having me, man.
You mentioned in an interview like earlier this week that the songs coming together felt almost like supernatural. So I'm very interested in the adjective choice there. Take me through what a supernatural songwriting experience feels like.
I definitely agree. I felt that for sure. We went into it with no expectations. We really just wanted to see what would happen. And we got real comfy and set up our instruments just in the living room of this nice house, and we just kind of let the songs develop into what they became, and we just spent time with each other and in nature, and it kind of all came together really easily and beautifully, so we were stoked.
One of my favorite moments in Etc. is 3 minutes and 15 seconds into the song that we played earlier, Ward 52, where everything just cuts out and then that sexy saxophone comes in, that...
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit more about how the dynamic that Adam's saxophone adds to your band's distinctive sound.
Yeah, that's crazy. Adam definitely brings that special something to it.
Yeah.
Adds that extra sauce. And that part then, that came together like as a part of the live show, because we thought the song could just push it a bit further, you know, go a bit bigger. And
100%.
So when Adam comes in like that, it's all triumphant and buildy. It's always like a good point in the set. Real fun.
Yeah, he plays guitar as well too, Ryan.
Yeah, he swaps between the two, and he runs runs some samples and plays the keys. He's a little wizard.
Literally the Swiss Army knife of the band.
That's it. The Moth Man. So many names.
Amazing. Now, the whole EP feels like it's split into three sections. Tracks 1 and 2 flow right into each other, and so do tracks 3, 4, and 5, and finally tracks 6, 7, and 8 as well. The intro, the interlude, and the outro don't get talked about often, but how important are they to the narrative structure of this EP?
Yeah, that's really cool to hear. I think it's heaps. Like to listen to the whole thing as one continuous piece, I think is like the best way to experience it. And it all came just from like running it live, and all those intros and interludes were just what we ended up coming up with after jamming on it and playing it live.
Yeah,
and the whole experience kind of thing.
And the songs also, I feel, are very kinetic, very visceral, very urgent sounding. And the lyrics can be also very poignant, very touching, like in Joy, Guilt, and sometimes quite sobering social commentary, like in the opening track, The Gutter. How would you translate these into an acoustic set so that the lyrics also shine?
Yeah, the guys definitely took each song as their own thing and tried to, in each one, like, put a different kind of feeling across and talk about different experiences and like that social commentaries and that. I think they wrote each set of lyrics as like individual pieces, and then some way they all kind of have that consistent feel to them still.
Amazing. And finally, you also mentioned trying not to put too much pressure on sounding post-punk if that's not what your music will eventuate into. So beyond Etc. Etc., what do you reckon your music will eventuate into?
For sure. I think we're going to try and experiment a lot more with the kind of music we can make, and maybe slow it down and like try and maybe lean less towards that punk inspired thing and lean into our other influences and electronica.
Seeing Aphex Twins as one of your inspirations as well.
For sure. Yeah, that's massive. Yeah. We all really enjoy that kind of music.
I really got a Fontaines DC meets Sleaford Mods kind of vibe to it, and I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, yeah, big fans of all those names. Like, and definitely want to lean into different sides of it and really not get to down one lane.
Amazing. Hey, Kai, you've been fantastic. Thank you so much for your time today.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me, man.
Amazing. I'm going to play
the song. So good.
I'm going to play again that track with that sexy saxophone solo, Ward 52. This is Dust.
Awesome.
You're on 2SCR 107.3. This is Thursday Drive. Stick around.
Let it rip. Dust up.